the governor's stay-at-home order stretches into another day, there's a lot of talk about what constitutes an essential worker.
U of I labor and employment professor Michael Leroy has studied this in factories during World War II and for first responders post 9/11. And you can try saying no.
There is this little-known work rule that OSHA has, and it's called the work refusal rule. And it's been tested only in the more obvious cases where people working on a bridge in a 40-mile-an-hour wind have refused work, or a coal mine. But we haven't had a retail worker invoke that rule.
Legally, you can't lose your job for saying no, but he adds you may not get anywhere unless you could afford a lawyer or you're in a big union. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.